This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And as you can imagine, we're adding new stations to Good Day Health all the time. This week we welcome WIZM, both AM and FM, in La Crosse, Wisconsin, for Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Every Saturday morning we're on the air there from 6 until 7 o'clock, so you can count on that. Thanks again to WIZM for putting the Good Day Health show. I think I've seen these notices and I forgot to mention them the last 4 or 5 weeks, at least a new station or two, because people are really focused on health and issues of health and well-being, the research that's being done, and Ken certainly is at the forefront of that. He may be at the forefront of something that is controversial for no good reason, and I think that's where we start, Ken, with the COVID virus and the things that you've talked about. You've been on my Good Day, it is Good Day Health, but the former Good Day Show is now the DJV program, and you've been on a number of times this past week talking about the, with some degree of excitement, which was appropriate, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko and his important work with the drug regimen that we talked about. You did some research and found they were using this combo in France. Now this guy's using it in New York. And what do you know, the public health people are saying, well, not so fast, we don't know. And they sound ridiculous, frankly. And it is becoming moderately political. Twitter has taken all reference off. I don't know if you knew this or not. All reference was anybody that has gone on Twitter and asked questions or made statements about the Z-Pak combo with the malaria drug, every one of them has been wiped off of Twitter. This really does show you how much of a stranglehold some of the medical establishment has on thinking, even. The hospital, not so much, but the teaching colleges, I think, more than anything else. So let's get your update, first of all, on what Dr. Zelenko has been doing, maybe some background information as to what really this, I don't like the term cocktail, but this mix of drugs has done across, not only it's been used here, but elsewhere. What's the story?
Well, the story is that you have to investigate this yourself because, unfortunately, sadly, and I want to stay away from the politics, but sadly, the politics is filtering the reporting. And I have gone and read the publications, the actual manuscripts being written by the people doing this research directly, so I can get away from the filtering that's going on. And what got me very excited and encouraged was the initial report by the group in Marseille, France, outstanding infectious disease researchers who look at new and old drugs for new and old diseases, and they reported a couple of weeks ago the initial 6 patients given a combination of hydroxychloroquine that's been around since the late 1940s. Billions of Americans have been on this. If you were a Vietnam vet, you took this to prevent malaria. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, or if you have lupus, you take Plaquenil, which is just a brand name of hydroxychloroquine, which comes generic. It's an excellent generic. And they add azithromycin, and billions of Americans, billions worldwide have taken azithromycin. You have a respiratory infection, your doctor's going to prescribe it. So these are two commonly used drugs, and hydroxychloroquine does have some cardiac issues in a very small number of people, but if you do an electrocardiogram initially and then while you're on treatment, most people can take hydroxychloroquine without any problems for a short period of time. Again, lupus and rheumatoid arthritis patients take this long term.
How long do you have to take this? This is another question that came up from somebody. Is this a one-time thing, 3 times? How many days do you have to take
for COVID-19?
Yeah.
All right. There are several regimens being tested right now, from 5 to 10 days, but it looks like most likely 7 to 10, but there are different regimens going on. And again, you don't want to take this without doctor's advice. And what's needed, the whole issue right now, Doug, is we don't really know how prevalent, how many people actually have COVID-19. There's a outstanding professor, Nobel Prize winning professor at Stanford, who I strongly agree with. And he and I believe that these models are overestimating the potential death rate because we don't truly know the denominator, how many people actually have this disease. And he predicts that the mortality, the kill rate, the lethality is a lot lower than what we're predicting. There was a publication in Lancet just last week that not 1%, but 0.66%. In Germany, they have a 0.4% lethality. But the good news is,
Hold on just a second. One of the things that the anxiety factor because of the news media, the way this is being played up by people who are selling magazines, newspapers, and advertising time on radio and television, some of the information they're getting is just aimed at one thing, and that's to scare the hell out of you.
Right.
So maybe that works well at the end because of keep people, you know, taking better care of themselves. But it still is, the fear factor is one of those mind, spirit, body things. Your mind gets wrapped up in this and it really affects your body.
Yes, anyway, it does. And it gets in the way of your immune system. Stress is very bad for your immune system. But let me get back. Let me make this point because this is a very important point, Doug. We need an accurate estimate of how prevalent, how common this illness is. The denominator. We know the top number, the people who are dying, but we need to know how widespread this is. And I strongly believe when we get that accurate number, we're going to find out this is a lot more common than we think. A lot of us have gotten over this without even knowing it. A lot of us have had mild disease. And how we're going to get to this, and we're going to get to it pretty quickly, is because the FDA just approved last weekend this point of care testing, Abbott. In 5 minutes to 15 minutes, you're going to be able to find out immediately whether you have acute COVID-19 disease. So you're going to go to your urgent care center, your doctor's office, your ER, and they're going to use the point of care, not send it out 5 or 6 days later, but get you a result like we have for the rapid flu test in 5 to 15 minutes. If you have acute illness, then we're going to give you hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin. For many of you, that'll be determined by the doctor and the patient, and then we're going to go isolate you, and then you're going to get better.
I strongly, you and I have not had this conversation. I strongly suspect that I had a touch of it.
That's what I want to talk about is serology, testing for the antibody, because that's coming out and available next week also. Because these people now have their own immunity, and they can get back to their normal lives.
Yeah. Hold on. Well, let's get to that in just a moment here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken is at Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, one of the country's preeminent cardiologists. Been on the radio with me for a long time. I trust and respect what he has to say when it comes to evidence-based medicine, and that's what he's talking about. Then he's our man, as far as I'm concerned anyway. One of the things that has affected conversation when it comes to our country, the people in our country becoming healthier. Many people see Ken who are way overweight. That causes lots of pressure on your cardiovascular system, on your lungs, on everything. So it seemed to me that a lot of people who are aiming to be healthier because they don't want to get this virus would do well to lose some weight. And the way to do that is to use a product that's all natural, no stimulants, no drugs, nothing except the combination of two or three different things, aloe vera and collagen together, working together in your body to push out the fat. And if you get a little exercise, be good for you because you build up that lean muscle. This is the way to lose weight and to be healthy. Get healthy. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and you don't have to pay for your shipping, plus you save on orders. If you buy three or more, they'll double your order. So you buy three, you get three free. I suggest to stay on the program for at least 6 months, because not only will you train your body to work better without a lot of weight, but it'll help you keep the weight off. So you want to lose the weight, keep it off. That's what the program specializes in, with an 86% success rate at toploss.com. Again, the code DJV to save the money and get free shipping. Save yourself. Save your life. Lose that weight. Get all the help you need at toploss.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. Good Day Health for this weekend, the first weekend of April, as things continue to develop regarding the COVID-19. Ken's telling us a story about how we may treat this using the antibodies that people like me, who may have had it, can give to the system. But how can we do that? How will that work, Ken?
Doug, let's untangle that a little bit, because regarding antibodies, there's two issues. One is diagnosis and one is treatment. And I started to talk about diagnosis and you went into the treatment. So let's first talk about antibodies for diagnosis. These are called serology tests. And what we want to do is have a test that will determine who has their own immunity, who has already been exposed to this, has had it and done well and recovered. So we're going to have a quick blood test where we can see if each one of us has antibodies to COVID-19 already. If we do, that means we've been exposed, we have our own natural immunity, we've gotten over it, we're doing fine, and now we can go back to our own lives, our regular lives, because we're immune. This virus so far does not look like it's mutating, and if it doesn't mutate, we're immune, we're safe, and this is going to allow us to get back. And I believe that when we start doing serology testing, we're going to see that so many of us have actually already been exposed to this. And that's why these models that are predicting these huge numbers of people who are going to die in America, they're just models, they're mathematical models, and you have to, in order to get to the final number, accurately predict how lethal this is, and you have to accurately know how prevalent this is, the denominator, how many of us actually have this disease. And that's why these models are going to turn out to be wrong. And there's a Stanford professor who's Nobel Prize winning chemist who feels this way. I agree with him. I've looked at the models, and the models need the denominator. How many of us have this disease? And when you don't have an accurate number there, the models predict inaccurate.
I think I'd start to talk about that guy when that information first came out. All right, let's continue in a matter of moments here. We pause for a word from your local stations on this week's Good Day Health.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen here to help you through all of this with information so you can calm down. The anxiety running so high, it's so unnecessary. The news media be damned. I'll tell you something. There's so much irresponsibility in all of this stuff. And I got on my horse about Twitter early on, dumping all the information about these three helpful drugs because supposedly they're afraid of getting sued or some other nonsense because they might have wrong information because the FDA didn't approve it. Or again,
the FDA
didn't
approve it.
Of course they did. It's just such garbage. Okay, so we've gone through here now the primer in having people identify, and I'm guessing, as I said, because I didn't say this to you even, but I felt like I had, and you were probably thinking it to yourself too.
Let's go talk about what you already talked about, because you were talking about the treatment with the antibodies, and
yes,
and I just talked about the diagnostic end of the antibodies. So yes, we can use antibodies to actually treat acutely ill people. This is how immunology actually grew up. Convalescent plasma. You take the plasma from somebody who's recovered, and you then give it to somebody who has active.
But how do you
disease?
Know? Is there a test to see whether you had it and whether you're done with it?
Exactly. That's what we talked about. Serology testing, where you actually take somebody's plasma and see if they have antibodies.
But how do you do that? Because you can't get to a hospital. You can't get to a doctor. So where do you go to get that done? I'd do it in a minute.
This test has been developed. It needs to be distributed to all the urgent care centers, ERs around the country. And in a week or two, it will be.
Okay. So then I could go to an urgent care facility. They can take my... I want to go to the blood drive. I was going to give my blood.
Well, that's a different issue. Because don't get confused between diagnosis to determine if, in fact, you've had the disease in the past and now have natural immunity. And the other issue is using plasma, your own plasma that can be then transfused to somebody who's acutely ill and use your antibodies to help them get over it.
Wouldn't you do that in the same step, though? Wouldn't they determine whether you've had it take your blood?
No, one would be done at a blood bank and one would be used in just a fingerprint.
hopefully to just look for diagnosis. So it's separate issues to determine whether you've had it before the COVID-19. And then the separate issue is donating your own plasma to be transfused to somebody who's has the severe.
So it's
rapid
too soon to be able to do that yet. Too soon
well,
to do that.
Some of the blood banks in the bigger cities are already getting it. There's a woman in New York City who I heard her talk last night has about 10 patients and they're beginning to accumulate it. And this is being done in research at some of the academic medical centers, and it's looking early on being a good option for people who have severe illness.
See, this is something that nobody's talked about either. Okay, so more new information. This is all hopeful stuff and practical ways of looking at this. So people just calm down. That's really kind of what.
But really, what's going to put a kibosh on all this is point of care testing when we know who has it and diagnose it quickly, and then starting the appropriate patients on the combination hydroxychloroquine and a Z-Pak, and that's how we're going to get this taken care of.
Right. All right. In the meantime, how do we ignore the stuff that's in the New Yorker or the Twitter stuff that just basically puts all of this stuff down?
You have to read the actual research reports yourself and realize that there's a lot of, unfortunately, there's a lot of, there's too much politics in the reporting. It's sad.
Yeah, it really is kind of sad. Now
these are lives, American lives, world
politics
lives,
supersedes
human.
Everything. It's disgusting.
It's
28
sad.
Past the hour on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
With turkey season's opening around the country, it's time for Turkey Talk, right after this quick break.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome Power Calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
When is a good time to call a lot to a Tom? A perfect time is when you're competing with another vocal hen. You've got to get that Tom's attention and convince him that he needs to check you out rather than the real thing. Be forceful and loud and get his attention and bring him in. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com and remember, the seasons never end.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
The healthiest bread option is something that's made with whole grains. It needs to say whole grain.
Dietitian Angie Murad says that's true for bread and other grain products, like whole wheat crackers.
Whole wheat pasta, brown rice.
Whole grains are unrefined, meaning they still contain the bran and germ.
The bran provides fiber in it. It also provides antioxidants.
The germ delivers B vitamins, protein, and some healthy fats.
So when you include all parts of the grain, there are health benefits.
Murad says to be aware of packages with sound-alike slogans.
So if it says cracked wheat or multigrain or seven grain, those don't guarantee that it's a whole grain.
He says some whole grain products have a special stamp on the package. Otherwise, look for the words whole grain on the list of ingredients.
Whole grain, that's what you're looking for, as the first ingredient.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is expected to recommend people in COVID-19 hotspots wear masks. As President Trump said yesterday, regulations concerning masks will be coming soon. The Coronavirus Task Force is warning, though, that masks won't be keeping people necessarily from getting the illness, but rather from transmitting the virus to other people. COVID-19 has now killed nearly 6,000 people across the nation. More than 245,000 confirmed cases are in the U.S. as of last night. The Labor Department reporting more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's more than double the 3.3 million that filed the week before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here this weekend, as usual, on Good Day Health, the coronavirus or COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. Let's update the way we can get back to normal, because I know there's a study. I think it's time we do start talking about getting ourselves back to, now that we see the way to cure it or to deal with it, listening to you. How do we get ourselves back into thinking and physically being normal?
Well, the pathway back to normal will be, as we've talked about, determining who has had this test with the antibody test and who has their own now natural immunity. And once you have immunity to this, fortunately, the virus so far shows no evidence of mutating. And hopefully this won't change. But right now, the virus is not mutating. So once you've had this illness, you have your own immunity, you have antibody, we can test it, we can reassure you you have antibody, you can get back to normal life. And let me just point out something very important. The subgroup of people who are getting the very severe illness, they seem to have a few common traits. And the most common one is obesity. The BMIs of people over 30, it seems like most people who are getting into intensive care and getting intubated on the breathing machine, most tend to be obese. They also have diabetes or pre-diabetes. So There's no better time. Diet and exercise, get that weight down, because that seems to be the most important factor in whether you do well or not well with this illness.
Yeah. All right.
The other issues also are chronic lung disease and heart disease. Those groups tend to have a higher risk for severe COVID-19. So get the blood pressure under control right now, the blood sugar, but the most important factor seems to be obesity. Diabetes or pre-diabetes, those are the factors that seem to be most common in those who end up getting into the intensive care unit. And remember, most people will do fine with this, and many won't even know they had this illness.
Yeah. That's why I'm thinking back, and I think maybe you suspected that I might have had. You kept calling me every day. How are you feeling?
I did.
I know you did. And I didn't take it seriously, but now that I look back on it, the coughing and the runny nose and the diarrhea
you
and
never
stuff
have
like that. Yeah, no, I don't ever have that. It's gone now, but it was 4 or 5 days. I didn't want to worry anybody.
You're not obese. You don't have diabetes. You don't have pre-diabetes. You don't have high blood pressure. You have a great immune system, diet and exercise. So you are in a low-risk subgroup.
Right. All right, let's get to the numbers with people being in the hospital. If you've got COVID-19, there's a report on how many need to be in the hospital.
Well, I think what you're talking about are the subgroup of people who are going to be at more risk of getting into the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as I said, these are the people with diabetes, chronic lung disease, heart disease.
Well, I saw something that suggested 30% of Americans with the underlying
conditions
require hospitalization. So
right.
That was what I was focused on.
Exactly. And that's the subgroup that I just described. And the most mm-hmm. important one is the obesity. So, again, get the weight down. If you have pre-diabetes, we don't often think of pre-diabetes as being a big deal. But in some of the series of people who get into the intensive care unit with this, the only factor they had was the pre-diabetes. So you want to, and the treatment for that is diet and exercise. If you haven't been in an exercise program, talk to your doctor about getting into one. Most of us have a telehealth option. We're doing it in our office. You have a cell phone, a smartphone. Amazing what you can do with telehealth. It's so simple.
Yeah. It really is. All right. So I think that you've relaxed a lot of people, and I think we ought to get back at least to spend some of our time on this program talking about other things that are important when
Doug,
it comes to... Go ahead, Ken.
But that doesn't minimize the need right now for social... Give me a second. For social distancing. Because until we get the things that I'm talking about distributed, the point of care testing and these two drugs out there and very readily available, and Novartis just donated 130 million doses, but now we just have to get it distributed. And it will in the next week or two. But in the meantime, until all of this is there, we do need to social distance, and that will flatten this.
And then the masks and other stuff. Notice the Patriots sent their plane over to China to get a plane load of masks to be distributed, more specifically in Massachusetts, where there's a need. Massachusetts, I think, is third or fourth biggest problematic state. And so, and that's what, if I may, makes me think I've been through this, because I came from the worst state, California, to one of the worst states, Massachusetts, as I drove across the country, and I certainly was exposed to stuff. You know, I ran into people, stayed in hotels, who knows what was going on there. The only reason that I bring it up is because I want you to know that it's something that you can get over. And I'm trying to provide with Ken an island of optimism in a sea of negative news. That's really kind of what we have here. We need to be realistic, though, and Ken has underscored, you need to wear a mask if you can get one, exercise what I call physical distancing, because for me, social distancing is not, you can socially do stuff with people online, phone, whatever it is, but physical distancing is what you need. You need to be respected, and you need to respect other people by staying, I stay more than 6 feet away from them. Frankly, if I see somebody coming, I just go the other way.
Doug, I don't think I personally said anything yet about the mask, but if we have time, I would answer questions about the mask. But social distancing until we have the point of service testing, the antibody test also, and these drugs, which are amazingly effective out there. And the important thing about the drugs is they have to be given early. When they're given early, amazingly effective. When they're given late, they may not be as effective, but when they're given early, amazingly effective.
As is that thing in the Atlantic referencing one of the things in the test, there were 11 people who were really sick to begin with.
The New Yorker, unfortunately,
totally irresponsible.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, it's BS. All right, let's pause for a moment here and give you a reason to stay healthy. This is reason number 99 to stay healthy, or the way to stay healthy. The folks at MyPillow, I think most people by now have seen Mike Lindell on the White House lawn with the president. One of the reasons the president brought him there is because it's a great American story, what he's done with his company. But also, they've stopped production of all of the things they normally make there, the MyPillow factory, to provide masks for hospitals. That's what they were doing, and they're going to continue to do that as long as there's a need for masks in our country. So, in the meantime, they're running their business, and now what they've done is change the rules a bit. They had a BOGO sale going on, buy one, get one free. That pricing now has been changed so that you're going to have the ability to save up to 66% on everything in the catalog. So instead of 50%, you're saving 66%. Good example of that, the standard size, the queen size MyPillow usually is $69.99. Now $24.99 under this pricing. The premium pillows are usually $79.99. Under this pricing, they're $29.99. And you can find that with every single thing that's in the catalog at MyPillow.com. Wash and dry the pillows much as you want. Got a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee, or your money back. Use the promo code DJV to save the money and save your health and well-being. Wash the sheets, wash the pillows once a week. All the pillows, towels, everything that's there, 66% off. Limit 10 to each customer. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code DJV.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest Green.
Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, let's get to your specialty. Dr. Ken, and by the way, because of what's going on with all of the in-home convalescing and people with questions, you can tell there's this telemedicine thing that Ken's on to. You can make an appointment with Ken if you want to call into the office, 352-735-1400, to have him go through your stats and work things over with you to give you a reality check and probably to make you feel better about what you may be worried about. So you want to check in with the telemedical availability of Dr. Ken, call for an appointment to Lake Cardiology at 352-735-1400. And because Ken is a cardiologist by trade, a lot of information in the various journals this week, the focus on reducing blood pressure and how you can do that if you're an overweight woman.
Yeah, this is just some nice news. This is out of the Journal of the Endocrine Society this week, Doug. The more fit you are when you start a weight loss program, the more weight you could lose. So what it tells us is that if you want to get into a weight loss program, talk to the doctor early about getting into an exercise program that it'll be okay. When the doctor says it's okay, get in that exercise program. And the better fit you are, the more weight you're going to lose, and then the better you're going to keep that weight off. And I can tell you from my own experience, when I, in 2015, lost my 40 pounds, exactly worked for me that way. And I only wish I got into my exercise program a little bit earlier, but I've sustained it, the weight loss, and by staying in that exercise program.
And I've said to you many times, I thought you lost too much weight. I need to lose 10, 12 pounds. It would be handy for me to do that. I'm trying right now with a different kind of eating routine. Next up here, there's a new blood test, according to some research, that can detect different cancers. This sounds very promising, Ken.
Some more good news this week. Out of the Annals of Oncology, oncology is a medical word for cancer. The Annals of Oncology this week, there's this new blood test, as Doug alluded to, that can detect, are you ready, more than 50 kinds of cancer at an early stage and pinpoint their location in the body. It has only a 1% false positive. That means only 1% of the people who are diagnosed with this don't have cancer. What we use to diagnose breast cancer has a 10% false positive. So this puts that in perspective. No test is perfect. The test also identifies where the cancer originated 96% of the time, and the origination is 93% accurate. So how does this work? I'm anticipating Doug's question already. I've been working with him for decades. I know that. So
okay.
Cancer tumors shed DNA, Doug, which ends up in the blood, and by reading the changes in these DNA signatures, the test can identify the type and location of the cancers. And if we have time, I can read to you some of the common cancers that this can diagnose, and it's really a word of encouragement.
Go ahead.
So until symptoms show, there's no screening test now for most of these cancers. Anal, that's the end part of your lower
Farrah
colon.
Farrah Fawcett died in a famous case of that.
Exactly.
About 25 years ago, yep.
Anal, bladder, colon, esophageal, stomach, head and neck, liver, bile duct, lung, ovarian, pancreatic cancers, lymphoma, and cancers of white blood cells such as multiple myeloma, all in this blood test. So let's be looking for it. It's coming out soon. It's still in verification, but it made it through peer review in this very good medical journal. So I think we're going to see this very soon.
All right, so there's a lot of optimism, a lot of good news, not only about the coronavirus, but also about medicine in general. And that's why I love to have Ken here to go through all of these things each week. Questions for Dr. Ken, that's up next here on Good Day Health.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with a lot of updating here. A lot of people still have questions about the virus, but then there are other people who have questions about your specialty, Ken. The reason I'm not soft-pedaling the virus questions, but I think there's so much information, it needs to be absorbed. And actually, when you look from the optimistic point of view, for people who may be just joining us, there are many indices that indicate not only the kind of drugs that are being used, but what we can do with blood plasma that will take care of this thing as it moves forward. So, you're a cardiologist. Here's a question on hot baths. If you take hot baths with regularity, what does it do for your risk of heart disease?
Well, it seems to lower your risk of having a stroke, lower your risk of having heart disease, that's heart attacks. This was published in the medical journal Heart during March. And what it probably does is it helps relax you, and stress reduction helps everything. It helps lower the risk of heart disease and stroke. It lowers the blood pressure, it improves the immune system, and mental stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking when it comes to heart attacks and strokes, and this has been proved by good medical studies.
All right, the people that use those counters, what do you call it on your arm, on your wristwatch, you can do step counting.
Exactly.
So what is all of that information, more people getting that information, so what's that doing for the risk of heart disease?
Well, there was a recent publication in the Journal of the American Medical Association that showed that as you increase your step count, you can reduce the risk of death from heart disease and also cancer. So this is just in moving. And the nice thing about lowering your risk and improving your health with fitness is it's train, don't strain. You don't have to practice no pain, no gain. It's amazing how little you actually have to do. It's the fact of just doing it, movement. And if you haven't been in an exercise program in a long time, talk to the doctor before doing it. I can't afford to lose a single listener. But just gets moving, and this movement lowers the risk of heart disease and cancer. And this is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Try and get those 10,000 steps in every day.
I'm a lady who's pregnant. I have a microwave oven. If I use it, am I putting my baby at risk?
There was a publication in the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open that ADHD risk increased in women when they were pregnant who were exposed to microwave radiation.
Does that mean microwave stoves, or what does that mean?
All of the above.
Phones, this now 5G thing, looks like it may have direct impact on our health. People want to talk about it, but that looks like what's going on.
Hopefully your microwave oven is well protected, but this study was really more with the phones. So if you're pregnant, you know, just keep the phone, use the speaker, use it as little as you need to. Just don't overdo it while you're pregnant.
I'm trying to get these questions answered. Prices, it seems to me, this is an observation from somebody, that drug prices are going up. And it looks to me like there's a study that suggests they're going up way faster than certainly inflation is going up, Ken.
Yes, drug prices unfortunately are going up, and this is why we just need more competition. We need to expose the generics, which are very good, and these prices do need to be reviewed and make sure they're appropriate, but the way to deal with this is through good competition, allowing the system to get competition in there. We need the drug companies to be profitable, so they are encouraged, inspired to look for new products. But again, we can't gouge the public.
We need to get the drugs manufactured back here in our country.
Absolutely.
We need to get that.
Absolutely. And that may increase the price somewhat, but yeah, that's a whole other issue.
Not if they relax the standards that they took away
correct
from Puerto Rico and
right
have them
correct
all made
correct
in Puerto Rico.
We need to have tax incentives to get manufacturing back here. That'll help keep the price down. And unfortunately, those tax incentives in Puerto Rico were taken away. We need to get them back, and we need to have our drugs manufactured in America.
Not a lot of foresight, and this is not necessarily a political statement, but there, you know, a lot of people, we're all human, we make mistakes in judgment. Taking away the tax incentives for Puerto Rico is what caused it to get into the hole that it's in now in pretty much every way, and also deprived us of a way for us to supervise how the drugs are actually made. And that's what happened, because Puerto Rico is a protectorate of the United States, and so, you know, went into the can because of what was done politically. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.